A survey of 20,000 Australian children has found one in four have constant worries about their family or future. The research was conducted for the long-running ABC Children's program Behind the News. It seems anxiety increases with age. Almost 40% of 16-year-olds said they felt worried most or all of the time. Natalie Whiting reports.
In a classroom in Adelaide, these children are talking about what worries them.
Sometimes I get worried about starting at a new school next year.
Sometimes I worry that Mum's doing too much work.
I get worried about my future.
I worry about not getting my projects done on time.
I worry that my sister's going to get more sick.
Child psychologist Kiralee Smout holds seminars in schools about stress and anxiety.
Unfortunately, there is a tendency of adults to underestimate the amount of anxiety that children experience.
High levels of stress and anxiety have been highlighted in a survey by ABC Children's program Behind the News. Nathan Baisley is the series producer.
We've had nearly 20,000 responses, which makes it one of the biggest surveys of kids' mental health in Australian history. So we're really, really impressed with how many kids have got behind it.
The survey showed one in four children worry all the time about their family, and a quarter also worry all the time about their future. Children aged 6 to 16 took part, and the results show worry increases dramatically with age. It was slightly higher in girls, with 22% saying they worry most or all of the time, compared to 15% of boys. Concerningly, one in five children said they prefer not to talk about their concerns.
I think we need to keep, as a society, looking for ways of finding options for kids to talk. And this is where the rise of internet-based health services is fantastic, because we are providing just another option for children who find it difficult to talk face-to-face.
Ms. Smout says parents need to be coached on how to talk to their children about stress.
It's not about telling kids, well, if you're worried, that's bad and we have to stop it. It's not about saying, okay, there's a big percentage of kids who are dealing with anxiety. This is a crisis. We've got to be able to stop this anxiety. No, it's about saying anxiety is part of being human. How do we live with that constructively?
She's concerned society is painting anxiety as abnormal.
You see, in our very well-intentioned efforts to destigmatise anxiety and depression, we have medicalised it to a point that people are starting to panic about the very experience of anxiety and depression.
BTN's Nathan Baisley says the survey also highlighted high rates of bullying.
We found about 67% of kids had experienced bullying, and it was about 39% of those had experienced it for a year or more. And that was a big shock for me particularly. I didn't know that bullying would be that prevalent across kids right across Australia.
Despite the high rates of stress and bullying, 65% of girls and 63% of boys said they were always or mostly happy.
Natalie Whiting.